when we are prevented from using our self-directed reason. We are made structurally unable to help each other, as any significant attempt at a spiritual exchange must be mediated by the state, and any significant attempt at a material exchange must be mediated by the market. This compartmentalization and fragmentation of human social, and when I say our spiritual interrelations, and we're going to be talking a lot, are mediated by the state. We're going to be talking a lot about this when we, after we read every word that Miklos left for us to hear. We're going to be turning to that page, Founding and Realizing a Test Site, because that's what's up for us if we want a future that's free, that's self-determining, that doesn't meet. Anyway, when we turn to that page, we're going to be talking more about how, in what sense I mean this, that our spiritual exchange must be mediated by the state. And this is, it's not complicated. It just means that, you know, if you think about who actually tries to serve us, it's these nonprofits, right? Because the state is too busy trying to keep a lid on us. It gives the very, very barest minimum. But it's these nonprofits who are like actively trying. Their mission is supposed to help improve conditions. And so, but they have to appeal to the state to get the license to, you know, I mean, the incorporation papers and blah, blah, blah. So it every time we want to try to help each other, we have to get permission. As our friends, our brothers and sisters in Food Not Bombs know only too well. I mean, how on earth? You know, when we're young, we scratch our heads at this. It's like, well, they're just sharing food. What's wrong with that? You know? Or you know, they just want to feel better. What's why the state involved? I mean, patent insanity all around us is attendant upon us giving up responsibility for our lives to some keepers of us. And the very fact that this never gets discussed, the realities of what the state means, the realities of what democracy means, never, ever get discussed. I'm not talking about the propaganda. Well, we have these three, blah, blah, blah. There's the executive, there's the elected. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They will train you to repeat the propaganda and pretend these things actually do what we're told they do, protect our rights. Yeah, right. Our right to work until we drop. Well, they have to even modify that one today. When we are prevented from using our self-directed reason, we are structurally unable to help each other. This compartmentalization, and because we are, you know, every effort we want to do has to be, we have to appeal to the right bureaucrat or something. This compartmentalization and fragmentation of human social wholeness into functions determined by power means we are as structurally powerless to help each other as the commandos and other prisoners of Auschwitz. And for pundits to claim to be mystified at our alleged myopia when they pretend they don't see the loops of chain encircling our knees is a depraved capitulation to power. And on the 24th, this past Friday, before my little encounter with the most, I guess, intimate encounter with one of the victims of these, the body snatchers. Anyway, I heard a pundit claim to be amazed that a man she attempted to shame because he was helping to build cruise missiles could say, I'm making money, i.e., are you going to provide for me and my family, lady? Once pundits began to stand shoulder to shoulder with us, by designing with us the alternative to this mess, she may very well encounter a different reaction. She will at the very least stimulate some necessary thoughts, that break chains down. By fragmenting us into functions, they accomplish Plato's goal for the state. No change, because no forward motion is possible, only a circular treading in place. Interdependent action, self-directed interdependent action, required to accomplish anything, is effectively thwarted. Miklos says that the worst of the criminals of power are the criminal doctors, but in essence, he's saying brains for hire are the worst criminals. The willingness to sell our reasoning capacities to the highest bidder. And moreover, our willingness to hold our reason in check at the starting gate, awaiting payment, and the track on which to run. But on reflection, it seems to me he's right in this. Doctors, or men and women of science, tell power how to kill us. And that is the most clear-cut corruption. Recently, I spent time with a child, a friend of my grandchild's. He wasn't there, I'm sorry to have to say. His age, who I hadn't seen for some time, and the transformation from authenticity to performance had already started. In that moment, from age 2 to 3, it startled and saddened me. And then suddenly I thought of that Donald Sutherland filmed Invasion of the Body Snatchers and thought of it in a whole new light. And I recalled that story that Alice Miller told in Prisoners of Childhood of how one of her patients had ceremoniously buried his soul, his authentic self, at age 3 years old, turned away from its loss into performance, conformance, and did what he was told.